As I mentioned earlier, there's also a lot of Saudi money invested here in the U.S. Elliot Brown of the Wall Street Journal has been looking into that and what's at stake. So, first of all, what do we mean by Saudi money? Are we talking about the country's own money or money invested by private Saudi businesses and people?
Yes, the former. So it's actually out of this fund they have called the Public Investment Fund, which is Saudi sovereign money. It's called a sovereign wealth fund that spends the country's money in its country and around the world.
So how much money are we talking about in this sovereign wealth fund invested in the U.S., in U.S. markets and businesses?
So it's a little hard to track precisely. What, you know, it's in the order of low tens of billions of dollars. What we calculated, this is just relating to startups, which is sort of the biggest chunk of investment they have in the U.S. that we can find, is in the order of more than $11 billion so far, spread around a pretty wide variety of companies.
Yeah. Where do they put their money? Like, how does the Saudi Sovereign Investment Fund differ from, say, a pension fund?
So it's they actually work relatively similar, where they'll give large chunks of money to individual companies and just take stakes in them and then often not have too much say in how the company works. So some companies people will have heard of, they own a stake in Tesla. They own a large stake of around 10% in Uber. And then there's a very large chunk that has gone to a different fund run by the Japanese company SoftBank. And they've given them $45 billion to spend on startups and tech companies around the world. So that's where a large portion of their U.S. investment has found its way, is through the SoftBank fund.
Yeah. And as you've looked at where this money goes, what sectors of the U.S. economy are the Saudis invested in most heavily?
So most heavily it's tech and startups at that, because a couple of years ago, the Crown Prince in Saudi Arabia decided to really sort of take some of their money that is derived from oil and their wealth and try to invest in the future economy, sort of out of the realization that in the future, oil will run out, people will shift to electric cars, or people just will stop buying oil, and they will need a way to diversify their own economy.
So we've long known about the kind of money for human rights trade-off with Saudi Arabia prior to this episode with Jamal Khashoggi. How stoked would an American startup be to get Saudi money? Would they be happy about it?
So I think they certainly aren't very eager to talk about it right now, or those that have taken it. We reached out to 22 of them, and the only one that got back was Uber. My sense is that generally they had been sort of believing, hoping that the Crown Prince was a reformer and Saudi's darker days were behind it. But they also probably just didn't think about it much because they were offering a lot of money, and a lot of it was coming through a different party, that being the SoftBank fund I mentioned. Mm.
So, Elliot, if relations between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia become strained, how could these massive investments be impacted?
So the ones that are already invested, such as the Uber investment where they have a board seat on the company, I think it's sort of what's done is done. It's not like a campaign contribution where it's easy to return it. The question that we're interested in is what's going to happen going forward for a lot of the tech sector, a lot of the startup sector, which has been sort of expecting a lot more Saudi money to be rained down on it through the SoftBank fund, which has been really powering valuations and the frenzy out here in Silicon Valley. Mm. And so if there's a lot more strained relations, if it becomes toxic to accept Saudi money, that could sort of slow things down out here in Silicon Valley.
Just slow them down? I mean, could U.S. companies force the Saudis to divest if they suddenly saw the real liability?
Possibly. It's a pretty difficult mechanism that would have to happen for that, especially with private companies. You know, it's sort of hard to see how that would even happen, but I'm no lawyer. Mm. But yeah, I do think it's more of a sort of going forward type thing.
And if the relations between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia became really strained, would it make any sense for Saudi Arabia to like divest itself in order to maybe hurt the U.S. economy?
You could see that. I mean, in the trade war with China, you've at least seen sort of pulling investment as a lever of negotiation. And certainly just in the past few days, it seemed like the Saudis have tried to sort of hurt some of the companies that have pulled out of their conference or at least send a message to them. Mm. But yeah, it is a bit of a guessing game from here.
Elliot Brown with The Wall Street Journal. Really appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.